This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah wrote all the possibilities of your fate in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. But which of those fates is actually going to be yours? Are you the answer to a family member's dua? Or are you the delayed response to a prayer that was made by someone decades or even centuries ago? What legacy will you leave behind once your life has been fully lived? Why did Allah choose this moment in history for you to arrive? Maybe your parents and grandparents made dua for you, dreaming of your future success and happiness. Maybe you were a welcome surprise, or even a scary thought. However your conception was perceived by others, your existence was planned by Allah. He chose the environment that is perfectly suited for your personality and your potential. And He brought you into this world at a certain time, to a certain family, in a specific place, to fulfill your special purpose. Try to think of yourself as a light from Allah's decree brought to this world just at the right time, maybe even as an extension of the light of someone that came before you. Remember that gathering of Adam alayhi salam walking around and seeing people's light? Think of him being amazed by your light. Or even closer, remember that night when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up to the heavens on the night of al-Isra wal Mi'raj, and his whole ummah was presented to him? Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking through his ummah and then coming up to you and saying, "What beautiful light you have." Or think of the dreams of those that came before us. For Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was the dream of this descendant who wouldn't arrive for thousands of years, but he was so worth it sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then sometimes the dreams get closer. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, waking up one night with this huge smile on his face and saying, "Who is this child from my descendants that's going to fill the earth with justice after it's been filled with injustice?" And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, his great-grandson, was born just a few years after his death, but he fulfilled the dream. I often think what persecuted, enslaved Muslim woman is Malcolm X at Hajj Medical Shabazz an answer to? Every single person has their special turn in the grand story of this world. The question is whether we realize our potential and become that blessed presence wherever we find ourselves. When Isa alayhi salam was born, he said, "وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ," and Allah made me blessed wherever I may be. The scholars say that that's because Isa alayhi salam brings good to every environment he is in, and it's not exclusive to him. When we do the same, we are also mubarak to whatever place we're put in. And your birth itself may have been mubarak because you were a blessing to your family and maybe even the answer to someone's dua long before you got here. We arrive in this world with certain hopes pinned to us and also darkness that precedes us, confronting us at every turn. It might be the darkness of a broken family. It might be the darkness of someone else's betrayal. It might be the darkness of oppression. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called dhulm, dhulumat, darknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminates the darknesses of this world through the light of His decree. He illuminates it through the light of His revelation. And then He illuminates it through the light of your deeds. That's what some of the scholars say, nurun ala nur is, light upon light. But we have to kindle that light inside of us. Otherwise, we become sources of evil ourselves. And that's when the darkness of this world actually becomes our darkness. In fact, we can become submerged in waves of darkness. ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. darkness upon darkness instead of light upon light, and you become so blind that you can't even see your own hand. But you choose whether to be a curse of your time or a blessing for your era. This is what the Prophet ﷺ meant when he said, "Fi kulli qarnin min ummati sabiqun." In every generation of my ummah, there are forerunners. It means to be, as the scholar said, ibn al-waqt, a child of the moment. And it's not just your moment, because our stories are all interconnected, even across time and place. Think of how many marriages almost didn't work out, and how many dangerous pregnancies in your lineage preceded your risky birth. And think of how unlikely your existence was. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen, because it's part of a bigger story. Maybe the reason you find yourself in a position to build this masjid in some remote town is because of the dua of a Muslim who passed by that town 100 years ago and said, "Ya Allah, I hope there's a masjid there one day." Or maybe the millions of prayers of the oppressed people around the world is the reason you have the ability to be the answer to their cries for help. The Prophet ﷺ said, "هَلْ تُنصَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ إِلَّا بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ." Are you given victory or sustenance except by how you treat your vulnerable ones? Being a blessing to someone else is a reason by which the decree for you becomes blessed. So as for the Prophet ﷺ himself, he said, "أَنَا دَعْوَةُ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ." I am the dua of my father Ibrahim, and the glad tidings of Isa. And when he was born sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the darkest of eras, his mother saw a light that lit up the entire world to where she could even see the palaces of greater Syria. Now that's him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rahmatan lil alamin, a mercy to all the worlds for all times. But why did Allah choose you for now? And what has Allah chosen for you now? ما ترك من الجهل شيئا من أراد أن يحدث في الوقت غير ما أظهره الله فيه. The one who wants there to appear in the moments other than what Allah has manifested is full of ignorance. Know Allah, then know yourself, then know your purpose, and then make the most of that moment. So many people look back at other periods of history and wonder, why wasn't I there instead? You had similar trials in some way, but in other ways, you're completely different. Imagine how badly the Tabi'een, who just missed being able to live with the Prophet ﷺ, felt when they realized they were left out of being Sahaba. But then when they would tell the companions, "How blessed are you all to have lived with the Prophet ﷺ," the Sahaba would respond and say, "You have no idea how hard it was to support Islam in its earliest days. Do you really know that if you lived in that time, you would have been Abu Bakr and not Abu Jahl? Are you sure when you read historical episodes in the Quran, you would have been on the right side of that episode? Would you have been on the ship with Nuh alayhi salam, or with the majority of people that were actually mocking him? Would you have been ready to support Musa alayhi salam against a vicious tyrant like Fir'aun? Well, every part of history has elements of these stories, with all of their tyrants and trends. And you have to decide which character you are today, because Allah created you for now, because that's what's best for you, to make the best of the moment and transform it to be the best deed for your eternal life. And I promise you that you will have moments of ease and moments of hardship. And then moments of blessing in the midst of a hardship that's actually greater than the test itself. And every single one of those moments was perfectly planned by the Most Wise, whether we see the wisdom in them at the moment or not. So what moments were planned for you?
قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.